Okay, interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Cal, a point on the road at Scunthorpe. How are you reflecting on that?
I think in the context of the season, at the start of the season, possibly even at the start of the day, you'd be content with a point away at a side that, I don't mean that disrespectfully, it's a massive football club. You look at the crowd that they're able to bring in today. You look at a lot of momentum and energy around the club with some of the ownership changes, and clearly a really passionate set of supporters, and in my opinion a football club that are bigger than this level of football. But they shouldn't have dropped a point this season. We've been able to get four out of those six, so I reflect on that really positively, but also reflect with a bit of frustration at times how we've been undone, or perhaps undone ourselves, to have set up with a game plan that, well, why would we come here and try and dominate the ball against some of the best players in the division? That can sound really negative, and I'm sure the same people that would say that that's negative are the same people that have lambasted the football club's defensive record a couple of seasons ago when it was the third worst in the division. So to come here and not feel like we need to play a certain way, felt that we could be really pragmatic, felt that they play a particular type of football that they'll play in the midfield players. We could block the middle of the pitch, have an extra man on the back line that would score on a counter-attack. We've done it once, we've done it twice, but I just think some of our stuff in possession in the 30 seconds prior to both goals going in the net can leave us a little bit frustrated. Equally, when you play for an amount of time against 10 men, it can sound like an advantage, but equally it can be really, really difficult. It's like a bit of a rubbish football phrase that people say how difficult it can be, but they are able to throw caution at the wind, able to go a bit narrower, and they played really, really direct with two centre-forwards, and two centre-forwards that every single team in the division will have and probably no one else can afford. So a lot of different aspects I'll reflect. Real pride at the commitment of the team. The points could become a good point with the right results around it, and that's probably more frustration at last weekend's result and so forth, but particular pride in our supporters and our club today, that I thought supporters were magnificent, that got right behind the team and travelled, and let's see what the next couple of weeks brings.
Great goal to get you underway from Ben Tollett.
Yeah, we talked about counter-attacking spaces, about that they will leave. So we looked at how they built up two centre-halves. Fullbacks would start deeper, put the one centre midfielder. Clunan obviously failed his fitness test, so able to play Pugh, and then they will play Butterfield behind midfield and Scales behind your midfield, as well as a front three that I think McLinden was playing in the division above last season, was playing in the EFL, or certainly an EFL club earlier in the year. Danny Whitehall, who's here and has the pedigree that he has, and obviously Sembe Ferris, to be able to leave Danny Elliott on the bench is absolute madness. So we felt that they'd do that in a certain way. You'd be able to try and block them central areas, and they'd start forcing passes because teams like to try and switch the ball on us, and we felt they were doing it a little bit blind. You get the regain into Charlie, up back through, and Tolles is able to roll it in the net. Similar with the second goal, George really direct runner from centre midfield and is able to get in there, in and around those areas. So pleased with how that stuff was executed, and you know what, pleased in the main with how we defended. Can't just have an arrogance that, well, because this is how we want to be and this is what football looks like on match of the day, that we're going to go and do that. So no, we had to be really solid and pragmatic in our approach. Where I'm frustrated is that I don't think we managed the game in possession well enough, and I think that results, if we're honest, we've nearly lost it in added time from a catalogue of mistakes from left across the back line to the right side of the pitch, where I was almost watching this going, wow, am I not in on the joke? So a lot of mixed feelings, but like I say, very, very proud of the football club, of the commitment of the players, of aspects of the performance, and certainly the supporters today.
I was going to say, to have over 1,100 travelling all the way up here to Scunthorpe is fantastic effort, isn't it?
Yeah, massive, absolutely massive. And I thought they were superb. I thought they were superb before the game. We got here and there was two pitch inspections that no one had seemed to communicate with. There was a delayed kickoff, everything that can make it challenging and make it difficult, and you feel like it's being thrown in a certain way, and the players just got on with it, but the supporters got on with it as well, and were right the way behind us. I always take it really personally, in the best possible way, to not be able to reward those supporters with a result when they travel the distance that they have, and they put that type of backing on. But I thought the way they received the players at full time was absolutely superb. It's a point that I don't think many teams around us will get here. We're in a position where, because we had our three against them early in the season, will there be many teams that take four from six against Scunthorpe? There might be. I say that without looking at the actuals in front of me. What I'd say, our record against those sides in those playoff positions continues. We have another massive game against the side that I think are fantastic. I think Kersner, fantastic team, fantastic manager that obviously know really well, always raised the game against us, and I think they're quite rightly in that playoff conversation, and what they've done in recent years, have cemented themselves right the way in the top half and around those playoff positions. I'd be very, very surprised if they're not in the top seven come the end of the season. So only the best version, and probably a better version of ourselves than today, will be enough to get us where we want to be in that playoff picture. But we've gone through the 60-point mark. We are probably 10 to 12 points away from being in those playoffs, and we have 9 games to go and get them. Now, that excites me, that enthuses me, that challenge, that scrap, with the backing of those supporters and the way they've been with us recently and everything I've spoke about during the week, I feel really, really confident we can go and achieve that aim, but only with the best bits of today and an improvement, but also a recognition of we aren't going to be that side at the top of the league. Would I like to be in July or August, but that isn't the reality for us at present. The reality is getting those playoff campaign, guarantee that playoff campaign, jostle for position, and then let's see where that takes us.
It's a good test of character, this game, for all the lads, wasn't it? Particularly when they went 1-1, obviously, and then went back up the other end and scored again, and then even to hang in there at the end.
Yeah, it is. It was a unique experience because a lot of players won't have played in front of a crowd like this. So it was always going to be... I thought they were really warm, really loud in the warm-up. And then obviously it was quiet. It was quite a quiet ground for the best part of the hour or stuff. But I thought the players dealt with that really well. But this is a massive football club. They do get behind the team, and you could feel that certainly in the second half. And there's loads that the players have had to deal with. We've obviously, there's been an altercation where we've had four booked in one moment. That must be me. I must, as the manager, lack discipline. It can only come from me. Obviously, the pitch invasion after the first goal, where one of our players has been spat at and stuff, becomes difficult to manage. So proud of how the players dealt with that. So test the character, yeah, really unique experience against a massive football club that you can feel the passion and the energy, and that can be difficult for the away team. But I thought we really dealt with that, and that's something that I think we can all take forward into other games like this, other big games that come between now and the end of the season. So yeah, certainly for my part, enjoyed the experience. I think the players did as well. Certainly would have enjoyed it more with 2 points, but I think that big crowd, that is unbelievable for the host to be able to pull that sort of numbers, for us to fetch those sort of away fans, was a brilliant advert for two clubs. I think everyone will go home having seen a fairly entertaining game.
Just a quick update on player-wise as well. Obviously, Cole Hall went out to Scarborough this week, and I know you were hopeful of trying to add to your squad. Any more movement on that?
Yeah, I know what we want to add positionally and what fits the criteria for that player, and I think we're close to doing something. Cole was in a position where he wanted to play games. He was obviously out for a large part of the season, injured, and you want to enable players as much as you can. And when there's an opportunity for someone and you're able to sort of recover their wages in full to allow you to potentially strengthen elsewhere. Kieran Coates picked a minor injury up right at the end of training on Thursday. That's a frustration. Deck Weeks was suspended. Jidakeki's returned at Stockport. So we would like to add, like I say, two players, one in a particular position where I think you can see we need some reinforcement. But in the same way, when the likes of the type of player that could improve the group generally will do it. It's very easy for me. I've talked a lot about how I believe the approach is. We've got some of the best players in the division. What we aren't is in a position where, when you look at for Scunthorpe to be that strong and have Mikey Clunan sat in the stand and not involved, we aren't necessarily in a position there where we've had some lads there that haven't played a load of football recently, lads that are trying to take their opportunity into the team. We will compete with anyone. We're able to get that 11 on a pitch. My job is to make sure that when the opportunity comes, we strengthen that 11 however we can, and certainly strengthen the group. So I'm happy with where the group is at, but probably like every football manager, there's always that little margin to be a little bit happier.
Cal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.